Welcome to Real Talk. I'm Holly McClure, and we are in the Easter season, the reason for the season. It's a time to remember the sacrifice Jesus made for our sins so that we could have a relationship with God our Father, with Jesus, the Holy Spirit, that we might have eternal life. That's what he came to die for you, for me. You know, I remember working on The Passion of the Christ in 2002, and it made such an impact on me to see a glimpse, just a glimpse of what Jesus might have gone through. The sacrifice, the punishment, the torture, and then what he went through personally. I hope this Easter season will strengthen your faith and will remind you that God knows all that is going on in this world. And just as Jesus defeated death on the cross and rose out of hell and defeated Satan at that time, Satan's not going to win this time either. God's in control, and although it doesn't seem like it sometimes, he still is. And so let's worship Jesus and the Lord and thank him for this Easter season, each day and every day, actually. Today, I'm speaking with two women who are part of a wonderful event taking place Mother's Day weekend. It's called Flourishing Faith, the Ministry, and Brooke Latissure is in charge and running it, and I've had her on before and interviewed her. These are two women today who are going to be part of this wonderful event taking place Mother's Day weekend, May 13th. It'll be from 8:30 to 7 p.m. Branch to Hope, let that place Branch to Hope, 699 Susie Lane, Aledo, Texas. And if you want more information, you can go to flourishingfaith.life. And the mission of Flourishing Faith is to give women a special opportunity once a year to be rejuvenated by the Word of God, to worship, to pray, to fellowship together with other women. This is an event for every woman who desires to understand that their life matters, that the purpose of their faith is to deepen their relationship with Jesus through powerful teaching, through testimonies, breakout sessions. They're going to have music. They're going to have food trucks and food. It's going to be fun. So stay tuned for my first guest with me today, one of the speakers of Flourishing Faith coming up.
Are you tired and exhausted and underappreciated? Ladies, May 13th was created for you. We have a day planned to provide peace and joy and rejuvenation. It's gonna be fun. We have some of the best motivational speakers around to get you uplifted and energized. Music that'll inspire you and get you motivated. Tickets are on sale now at www.flourishingfaith.life. And it will be held in Aledo, Texas, at the Branch to Hope Community Center. Come fellowship with us and leave in a new spirit. Once again, www.flourishingfaith.life, and I hope to see you there.
With me is one of the speakers for the Flourishing Faith Conference, or day event, I should say, Kristen Nave. Kristen is a Bible teacher and Bible study author and lives in California with her two favorite people, her husband of 20 years and her 12-year-old daughter. She's most passionate about seeing others have a close relationship with God and learn to love the Bible and apply it to every area of your life. She's the co-host of the podcast Abiding Free, and her life verse, I love this, Isaiah 48, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of God stands forever. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. So happy to be here.
I am thrilled to have you, and the reason is because you're one of the key speakers at this day event that Brooke is having, and I would love to know what it is you're going to impart to the group of women that are gathering that day.
Yes, well, yes, I can't wait. I hope all the women can make it, and I'm going to be speaking on how Jesus is the one that satisfies our souls. And it's something that we know, but I think where we kind of get stuck is that we don't know. Sometimes we go to other things for full satisfaction and they let us down. And we know it in our heads. Okay, I know that Jesus is what satisfies my soul, but we don't always know how to get there. And so I'm going to go through Psalm 73, and it's an incredible story. I mean, it's written thousands of years ago, but it's so relevant for us today. It's about a man who looks around at the world and he's just discouraged, but he loves God. And he starts off that way, you know, about God's goodness, but he really goes into this whole, his whole story of how he goes from discouragement to finding full satisfaction in God.
I love that. Yeah. You know, Kristen, we live in a really, I think, tumultuous time for Christians right now. I mean, a tumultuous time for women. We have a hard time even saying who's really woman and defining women and being a woman. You know, I mean, don't you find that you're needing to really address also in some of these events that you're speaking at or when you're talking women? It's about knowing what God says who you are and really being able to strong stand in it. Because I see that, you know, Fox News did a report, I think last week or so, about the percentage of people who no longer have faith in this country. Yeah. And it's diminishing. Exactly. You know, how do you address that group of people who are dwindling away?
Well, this is such a great question, because I love that you're asking this, because in Psalm 73, to go into a little more detail, He actually uses these words, and he's like, I'm almost flipping. And so it's this person who we can all relate to. He's kind of on this verge of, you know, he's discouraged, and he looks around at the world, and he's seeing that wicked are prospering. And I think we're seeing that right now. You're talking about some of these cultural issues, these biblical issues. And sometimes I think we look and we think, gosh, they're prospering in some of the wickedness. And we're wondering why. And so it is, it's kind of like this identity crisis. Like, why do sometimes the faithful struggle so much and then we see the wicked prosper? And he's like, he's standing there and he's like, I'm almost slipping, but God holds him. And so it is this kind of this identity journey. And so I love that you asked that question, because it really kind of goes into exactly what we're going to be talking about. So, it is a tough time, like you said. And we need God's word. I mean, right, this is the light that we need in our lives to navigate these really difficult issues, as you mentioned.
You know, on your podcast, Abiding Free, do you discuss things like this for women who might be interested also? Tell us how we can find your podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for asking. Yeah, we're basically on all major podcast platforms, excuse me. And we talk about a wide range of topics, you know, all the way from some of these hot topic cultural issues, all the way into just finding peace in the everyday. And we talk about motherhood, and we talk about being a single woman. We talk about really just a wide range of topics. We have authors and speakers on our show that probably a lot of people are familiar with. And really our heart is to take hold of this freedom that Christ has promised. We know he's set us free, but our vision and our hope for women and if men listen as well, is that they would take hold of the freedom and actually walk in it, because that's a different thing. It really is. So, and that's, you know, I think that flourishing faith, I love that word flourishing. I think it's such a beautiful word, because I think sometimes, honestly, if we're just honest as women, we're just trying to get to neutral. You know, life is so hard. And it's like, I think in our minds, we're like, gosh, if I can just get to neutral, that'd be a good place. But God has something more. He wants us to flourish and thrive in this life. And so that's why I just love that, because it's like, gosh, God has so much more for us. You know, even in the difficulties, even in this really tumultuous, I love that word. It's a powerful word, and it really describes our world. It's tumultuous. So
it's tumultuous.
That we can still flourish. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, I'm older. I never wanted to consider myself an older woman, but I guess I am an older woman. But you know, I lived in a time when America was America, and we were patriotic, and we flew our flag, and we said the pledge in school, and we sang the Pledge of Allegiance, and you didn't have to apologize for going to church. In fact, it was which denomination are you? It was kind of that thing. And you know, then you know, you go into the 70s and the Jesus movement and seeing that revival, and it was so exciting. And then, of course, you know, the 80s, the 90s, and then we've come to this last 20 years, and I have seen this country change in more in unimaginable ways. Never would have imagined that this is America. Never would have imagined that our Constitution is being so disrespected. Never would have imagined that people have to almost hide their Christianity or their faith, or else you're ostracized in business and in social environments and stuff. What do you say to women that are going through that? in the workplace and, you know, other places?
Yes. Well, again, that's a great question because I can tell you just, you know, in the times that I was in the workforce, now I'm a, you know, a stay-at-home mom and I do a lot of ministry, but it is hard and there is compassion and there's just an understanding that we are in these very, very tough times. And so that's why I think the only way that we can get to that place of flourishing, because I want to say flourishing is a beautiful word, but I think when we are flourishing, we also become fighters. And what I mean by fighters is we fight with the word of God and we stand up and we be bold and we be bold women, and we need bold women right now. And so and the only way to do that right is that we are first finding our full satisfaction in God. And so that way, like flourishing, that's another word where people are noticing you. You know, you're flourishing in the workplace. You're flourishing as a mom. I mean, I can tell you, I've wept. I'll be honest. I've wept recently about some of the things my daughter's facing, you know, just even in her dance studio just last week. Let me tell you, her dance teacher, who she looks up to, told her that the Bible, and I'm sorry for the words she said, the Bible's crap. And I apologize for using that word, but, you know, these are the things we're facing, and I grieved that, and, you know, but I, at the same time, I'm like, okay, again, I don't want my daughter to be neutral. I want her to be loving, but I also want her to be bold, and I also want her to be able to stand, you know, for the truth of God's word. And so I think, as you're saying, it's just like, what do we do in all of these avenues, wherever we are, is we have to be finding full satisfaction in God so that we can flourish and be a light and be this like vibrant green, you know, tree that, you know, is flourishing.
Exactly.
And bearing fruit. So that, again, that's a great question.
I'm glad you mentioned your daughter. I'm glad you mentioned that example. And don't apologize for the language because we hear much more, much worse on TV every day. So, you know, sorry, right. But wish we didn't. Right. But again, sign of the times. You know, I have grandchildren. I have 8 grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And I have, you know, a 12-year-old, as a matter of fact, granddaughter. And, you know, I, too, grieve for what they go through. And I've often said to my, you know, 2 sons and daughter who, you know, I'm so sorry your kids have to go through this. I'm so sorry my grandkids can't see the America I grew up in, or even you grew up in, to my children. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm so protective of them. Unfortunately, they're either in Christian schools or they're not in school yet, or they're homeschooled. So all of them have a faith. All of them know who God is. But hey, they're tempted and they run, just like your daughter. They run up against the world every day. And oh my gosh, do we have to pray that angels camp around about them every moment, and that you know, that they hear more and more women like you who are going to speak to other women and encourage them. That's why I'm really excited about this Flourishing Faith event, you know, that's coming up, and your chance. You've got an educated background, right? You have a master's.
Yes, I do. I actually, ironically, I worked in the public schools as a school psychologist. I had a master's in school psychology, and then later I got a master's in biblical studies. So I have, you know, both of those worlds.
Yeah. So. Well, even since you went to school, isn't the world changed even from your schooling days and from what you learned and what you threw? And boy, how do you approach the psychology of the world today? I don't even know if you can.
Yeah, no. You know, it's interesting because my podcast co-host and I were just talking about this. We did one of our podcast topics recently was what is biblical womanhood, and it's what you're saying is that we had to start off and we had to say, before we even talk about biblical womanhood these days, we actually now even have to define a woman. Now, if you, like, just 5 years ago, if you would have done, you know, a podcast on what is biblical womanhood, you probably wouldn't have even had to go into, you know, what is a woman, because generally that, you know, we had the understanding of what a woman is and wasn't. So it just, we were talking about that, you know, how different and rapidly things are changing, like even over 1 year versus, you know, I went to school, you know, 10, 20 years ago, but even last year, even, you know, a few years ago. And so we even were talking about that on the podcast, is that that's where we have to start now, because our culture is so twisted on these very fundamental things that God has put in place And so we almost had to talk about biology, and who would have thought, you know, that we have to go into those things now, but we have to. We have to make it so clear. We have to go back to Genesis, and we have to go back to what God said about these very things that seem so basic that, gosh, like you said, I don't think we ever thought we'd be where we are, but we are, and we have God's word, and we can address it with God's word.
It's sometimes you even think, is this a joke? Like, do we really have to say this? This is stupid. Okay, let's, the fact that you have to define a woman, what a woman is, and that there are only two sexes and God created man and woman, and the fact that you have to get that basic, but that to me also says another thing, and it's a little, maybe not what you're talking about, but I just want your opinion on so many people in their 30s, I think, and 40s did not raise their children on the Bible. Or the Word of God. And now we see teenagers and, you know, early 20-somethings, you know, acting out and trying to find who they are, what they are, what they believe, because they don't know the Word. What do you say? And that's the generation, really. They don't know the Word of God. No wonder their faith is declining. They don't know what it is.
Yes, well, it's interesting. I just shared a quote today from Priscilla Shire on my Instagram account, and it was this, there is nothing that God cannot resurrect. And so what I would say to that parent, it is not too late. And, you know, is there things like practically and literally that maybe too late on, you didn't start soon enough and you didn't do, yes, but you can start on your knees. And it's never too late to get on your knees and to start praying. And that, you know, I've seen, you know, I'm 42 and I will say I have friends who they didn't even get raised by the Word of God, but they now live in the Word of God, and God has transformed their life. And so I just think, you know, it's never too late to start praying. It's never too late to start just repenting of the ways. I mean, I'll be honest, my husband and I have, you know, raised our daughter. Hopefully, you know, we're raising her in the Word, but there's still things that, you know, I made mistakes and I wish I would have done differently. And all I know to do is to talk to God about that, be honest of where I'm at, to be around a group of believers, and this is, you know, we have to get around each other and encourage each other, repent, and, you know, and ask God to help us. And it's really that on our knees. That's really all we can do. And if we've, you know, surpassed that mark of raising them when they early on, and but again, it's never too late.
It's never too late. Thank you for saying that, because I think there's a lot of people out there listening and going, well, I'd love to go to this event, but, you know, I'm not really in the Bible, or I'm not really, you know, that close of a Christian, and I would feel out of place. No, this is for them, right?
Exactly. It's for all of us. It's for everybody. And yeah, I can tell you, we're going to be talking about just topics that everybody can relate to, no matter what season of life you're in, you know, whatever demographic, whatever it is. We can always connect and bond over the Word of God. And, you know, we're going to be sharing in a way that you can understand it. We're not going to be talking, we're going to be talking to the person who knows very little about the Bible and the person who knows a lot. And that's what God's Word does. It meets us where we're at. So, yes.
It does. How did Brooke find out about you to invite you to Texas from California?
It's kind of a fun story. And I'm probably going to joke about this, you know, when I speak, is, you know, your state is stealing a lot of my friends away. So so I have two really close girlfriends in the area nearby where the foresting faith will be held. And one of them actually reached out to me, and she said, my friend Brooke is looking for, you know, a conference speaker. Is it okay if I give her your information? And I said, you know, absolutely. And that's how it happened. And so it's kind of a sweet day for me too, because, you know, normally sometimes when I speak at events, you know, various events, I sometimes don't know anybody, but to be in another state and to have two friends that moved out of California to Texas, they're coming, and they're so excited. They can't wait. And so it's just like a sweet day.
It's going to be a great day. Okay, again, thank you, Kristen Knave, for being with us and talking about it. We'll have some more promotion for Flourishing Faith, folks. If you want to get tickets, you can at flourishingfaith.life/tickets. And please go and say that you heard Kristen on the radio and say hello to her, and we will welcome her to Texas. Kristen, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Are you tired and exhausted and underappreciated? Ladies, May 13th was created for you. We have a day planned to provide peace and joy and rejuvenation. It's gonna be fun. We have some of the best motivational speakers around to get you uplifted and energized. Music that'll inspire you and get you motivated. Tickets are on sale now at www.flourishingfaith.life. And it will be held in Aledo, Texas at the Branch to Hope Community Center. Come fellowship with us and leave in a new spirit. Once again, www.flourishingfaith.life, and I hope to see you there.
With me is Christy Williams. She is also going to be a leader at the Flourishing Faith event on May 13th. And I am delighted to have her on the show talking about what she'll be talking about. Christy, welcome.
Thank you so much, Holly. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, you're going to be speaking as a group leader, so it'll be a separate group you're talking about. What will you be talking about on that day?
I am actually talking about Cover Girls. And Cover Girls is just like what it sounds like, with a play on words or on a name. If you like fashion, if you're into makeup, and, you know, we see the Cover Girls on magazines and all of these different things. Well, God gave me something with a twist called Cover Girls, where we are really going under the covers and pulling the covers off the girl. Because a lot of times we as women, we have a lot of things. We have purpose, we have destiny, but there are things that are hindering us from walking into our true identity of who God says that we are. And so we want to go beneath the covers, and just like an onion, you begin to peel the layers off. That's what we're going to be doing with Cover Girls.
Wow, wonderful. So this will be for women as well as girls, right?
Yes, this is for women as well as girls.
Of all ages. That's exciting. Now, how did Brooke find out about you to invite you to this event? What do you do as a ministry or in life that she connected with?
Well, I've been ministering here in, Benbrook. And I go to the church now. It's called TCAB, the church at Benbrook. And I minister at their women's conference for the last, 6 years. And someone actually was at the conference and told Brooke about me, and she reached out to me on Facebook and came to my home, and we sat down and talked a little bit, and I just told her what was in my heart, and, you know, I would be honored to be a part if the Lord was saying the same, and so I'm excited to be a part of Flourishing.
What do you see, oh gosh, women these days and girls these days, I feel so sorry for this generation that they didn't grow up in the America you and I grew up in, and the environment, hopefully a little bit better than what they're hit with these days. There's so much, and that's why I love the title and topic of what you're going to talk about, because there's so much that girls have to hide under the cover that's driving a younger generation to suicide, to depression, to change sex. I mean, this is ridiculous. Are you going to be addressing some of these things?
Yes, we will be. And I feel just like you do. Our young people, they face so much. But then, too, as an older generation, too, you know, we've been taught how to sweep things under the rug and not deal with it. You know, my background is molestation and rape, and been through a lot of things in my life. And sometimes even when you know Jesus or you're in church, you kind of don't deal with those issues. But I find out that the Lord wants us to walk in complete freedom. And you cannot walk in freedom in things we will not confront. And He is the only one that is able to deliver us by His power. And so I think shedding light on the darkness causes the darkness to flee.
Amen. And you said you've been through a lot of things in life. Are you married? Do you have children?
No, I'm not married. I was married for 32 years. My husband actually passed unexpectedly 5 years ago. And so I've been on this walk, this grieving process, as well as this walk with Jesus. And it has been beautiful and hard and complicated and wonderful all at the same time.
And so, but I do have children. I have three daughters who live in the Texas area. My baby daughter, she actually lives with me here in Weatherford.
Oh, that's wonderful. So she'll be attending the event with you, I'm sure.
Yes, she will. I'm so excited that she's still at home. You know, I was one that was like, it's time for her to leave. She's a grown-up. But after my husband passed, I was really grateful that she was there.
And, you know, you're one of those women who a lot of people haven't gone through what you've gone through. And it is a hard process. I have a dear friend who lost her husband and her son in a plane crash. And so talk about instantly gone was a son who was married and had a baby on the way. And then her husband. And you know, again, it's hard. No one can identify unless you've gone through it. So what a process you've had to go through, you know, the grief.
Yes. I am telling you, it is a pain like none other, and I'm so sorry to hear that about your friend. For me, one of the greatest things has been, I always say, when God's glory met me in my grief. And, you know, I have my moments, you know, because we are human, and you have those moments, and I know Holy Spirit is right there. And he told me that I would go through the grieving process, but I wouldn't be overtaken by a spirit of grief. So even when I minister to widows, sometimes I see not just the grieving process, but where that spirit of grief has attached itself to them and they can't move forward 50 and 60, 30 years later. Mm. And I know that that is not God's perfect will for us either.
And yet he's given you hope and purpose. And I love that you're imparting to these younger women as well as older women. So for women who have gone through anything that we've talked about today, this conference is for you. You're doing like a breakout session, right? Is that kind of what you're doing?
Yes, I am doing a breakout session. And I will even, when God gave me CoverGirl, there will be a bed there. So I don't want anybody like, oh, what's the bed for? But that is what the Lord has given me. And on that bed, it will be all type of covers. And whatever the Holy Spirit has us to call out, whether it is suicide or whether it is, you know, I don't know, whether it is abortion, you know, I know there are things that are taboo, but we got to deal with things. And I don't want anyone to feel ashamed, because this is what the word says, that we overcome by the word of God and by the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony. So whatever you've been through, on the other side of that, there is your testimony that will help bring freedom to someone else.
Oh, I just love hearing that encouraging word, Christy. And I know that there are women right now out there who are like, wow, I want to go meet with her and see this bed and see what she's going to uncover and talk about. Because I bet a lot of them just connected with some of the things you said. So we are so grateful to have you on today. We look forward to seeing you on May 13th. Are you going to do several of these, or is this just one time?
I pray that it's several of these. I know that on that particular day, I think I will be speaking twice. And so I'm just honored to be among some wonderful women and getting to know people here in the Weatherford area as well as, you know, in other places, and we come together and release the love of Jesus. And so imparting into those women that will attend hope.
Well, thank you again, Christy Williams. We look forward to seeing you then. God bless.
God bless you too, Holly. Thank you.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed our guests today. Those are amazing ladies with amazing testimonies and stories that you'll be sure and want to go hear personally. The event is May 13th, 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., a one-day event. All women, all ages are welcome. It's at Branch to Hope, 699 Susie Lane, Aledo, Texas. And you can go to flourishingfaith.life. For the website, which will tell you how to get tickets, it tells you about the authors, you can see their faces, their beautiful pictures, and, you know, get to know what's going on with the event. But we hope every woman out there who's listening will please, and invite a friend. Invite a friend, even if they don't believe in God, just invite them. They're going to enjoy the day and get so much out of it. And for all of you, remember the reason for this season. Remember this season, it's not just a weekend. You know, Jesus died for you, for your sins. so that you can live life and live it abundantly and have eternal life with Him. And that at this point in time in this world today is so encouraging and so hopeful. This is not life, folks. This is not the end of life. There is more to it. So just pray that He'll be closer in your life and closer in your walk. God bless you. God be with you. And see you at Capernaum Studios this weekend.